Hi, it's the Bob and Rob Show. This is Bob.
And this is Rob. Okay, well, here we are again, Bob.
Hi, Rob, how you doing? Busy day, isn't it?
Yep, busy day.
Conference.
That's right, yes. We're in the middle of a teaching conference. A mini conference, actually, because it's only a one-day event.
You helped organize the conference, right?
That's right, yeah. I was on the organizing committee, and we're actually holding it in my university.
Okay, and has it been successful?
I believe so, yeah. Fairly. We would have liked perhaps a few more numbers in the crowd.
Yeah.
But as it was the first time, so not bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, it must be a lot of work planning a conference.
Yeah, and we had some interesting speakers and some good presentations.
Yeah,
and quite well known names.
Really.
It's been as a first attempt. It's been quite successful.
Good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
Do you think you're going to do it again next year?
I think they probably will. Yeah.
You think so?
Because there's a number of different groups help to organize it.
Mm.
Japan based teaching organizations.
Yeah.
And I think that they would like to do something similar again.
Did you watch any presentations today?
Yeah, I watched 2.5 or so. I watched a couple, and I caught the last bit of another one. And quite interesting.
Yeah, I made it to one presentation too.
Uh-huh, all right, yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah, I heard a new term. One of the presenters, the plenary speaker. Plenary means the main speaker. And He used this term. I'd never heard of it before. Wiki,
Wikipedia,
but it was wiki teaching.
Collaborative environment where people can.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see that one?
No, I did not.
Okay,
I wish I would have though.
But yeah, that was quite interesting. Using the internet, and groups to make.
Maybe we should have a wiki on the Bob and Rob Show.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we should explain. Wiki is just a. I guess a collaborative way for people to, it's a way for people to collaborate and edit each other's work.
Yeah,
on the web.
Yeah, and to help each other develop and progress in an unspecified goal.
Yeah, it's all part of this Web 2.0 type of environment.
Right.
Web 2.0 just refers to being able to have more interaction.
Mm-hmm.
With the internet and
right.
other people on the internet, where before with Web 1.0, it was mostly just reading.
Right.
Receiving, and now there's much more interactivity.
Mm-hmm.
And with, of course, all of the social networking and the interactions and being able to do blogs and stuff, that's all kind of under this umbrella called Web 2.0.
Yeah, it's an amazing phenomenon.
We're an example of Web 2.0 being podcasters.
I guess we are. Yeah, we're putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and well, maybe we should say welcome to all our listeners, because this is the Bob and Rob Show. We didn't actually say that at the beginning of the show.
We didn't, did we?
No, I'm Rob, and
I'm Bob.
Yeah, just to let you know.
Well, we do that.
Oh, we do. Yeah,
don't we always say hi? It's the Bob and Rob Show.
Yeah, we do. We didn't do that this week, though, did we?
But really.
I don't think so, did we?
I think that's just part of our introduction, our standard introduction.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Okay, I apologize.
You didn't get much sleep last night, did you, Rob?
No, I didn't. Unfortunately not. How about you?
Actually, I probably could have used a few more hours, too.
Yeah. So lack of sleep, and, it's pretty humid now, isn't it?
It's getting humid, yeah.
Japan in the summer is pretty hot, man.
It is.
So it's
sweat and bullets.
Yeah, it's the wet season. It's just you drip, basically.
Yeah, I really miss the dry heat, dry climate of like California.
Right.
And
is
the
it
West
dry
Coast.
Out there? Right. Okay.
Yeah, it kind of has a climate maybe similar to the Mediterranean climate.
Yeah, dry.
Kind of a dry.
That's nice.
Heat.
Yeah.
It is nice, and I think I've mentioned this before on the show, but what I like about it is that it's cooler in the morning and at night, where when you're in kind of one of these semi-tropical climates, It's just always muggy.
Yeah,
and it's always hot.
So I mean, they call it the wet season, but it's I think that
the sweaty wet season.
Right. Yeah, it refers to the rain, but it actually I think could also refer to people sweating buckets and buckets.
Yes.
Especially after you've had a few beers.
Yeah, I could actually use a beer. We should go out after this.
Right. Mm. So we're a bit all over the place, aren't we? We're doing a
This is a hodgepodge.
But this is a Bob's hodgepodge.
So a Bob podge?
A Bob podge. Cool.
Well, I hope our listeners like it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I just, I thought we could just chat about this wonderful conference that you planned and organized.
Yeah, well, why don't I'll put a link on in the web, in the study guide. Yeah, or the blog, but on the study guide.
To what, the conference?
Yeah, and people can check it out for themselves.
Yeah.
And look into the... Because each presenter...
Presenter will have a page?
Well, they have an abstract, and an abstract refers to... It's a brief summary of what they talked about. And, of course, we should say that all these teachers are mostly professors.
Yeah.
And they're teaching students English as a foreign or second language.
That's a good point. We didn't even say what the conference
true.
Is about.
Yeah, yeah.
So will there be pictures?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe our picture will be up there.
Maybe. Actually, I don't think it is.
That's all right.
We are sponsoring it, aren't we?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we donated a little money.
Yeah, we're one of the sponsors. So, yeah, all for a good cause.
Yeah, if anyone out there in podcast land would like to sponsor the Bob and Rob Show, please let us know.
Yeah, more than welcome.
Yeah. I guess we should move on. Mm-hmm. Enough bantering.
Sure.
Should we do some phrasal verbs?
Good idea. Yeah.
Okay, well, today's phrasal verb uses grow, and the first one is grow apart.
What does that mean?
That means to become less close to somebody in a relationship.
Right. So, for example, we were good friends in high school.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've grown apart.
And also you can say grown away from, which is kind of similar meaning. So, for example, it's natural to grow away from your parents as you age.
Right, yes. That's maybe not true in Italy, but...
Oh, really?
We have the image of Italians being always close to their parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but no, I'm kind of kidding.
That's healthy, though.
I'm kind of kidding. That's generally a true statement.
Are you stereotyping yourself?
I'm sorry, yes. Yeah. Okay. Another phrasal verb is to grow back.
Yeah, I bet you, when you wish, sometimes you're using that about your hair.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, when hair or fur starts to grow again after it's been cut or damaged.
So, for example, Rob wishes his hair would grow back.
Mm.
No, basically, like, for example, oh, what a terrible haircut. Well, at least it'll grow back.
True, yeah, yeah. That's actually very true about my my second son. We gave him a skinhead, and my wife hated it. She said, oh, I hope it grows back soon.
Oh, you shaved his head? Because of the lice?
When he had lice, yeah. So we shaved it all off.
Yeah, that looked funny. I saw those pictures. Another phrasal verb with grow is grow on, which means you gradually come to like something more.
Ah, right. Yeah. So, for example, you know that new wallpaper, it's starting to grow on me. I think I like it now. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, what should we do next?
Some idioms?
Sounds good.
Right. Well, today's idiom is to make inroads.
Okay, yeah, that means to... Well, there's two meanings, I would say. One means to reduce the amount of something.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, having two extra people living with us has made inroads into our food supply.
It's
reduced the amount of food that they have.
Yeah. I guess another meaning could be to advance successfully into a new area.
Yeah, that's true. What's an example?
A lot of Western companies have been making inroads into China lately.
Yeah, we use that quite a bit, don't we?
Right, inroads. Yeah, making inroads. Sure.
Yeah.
Good idiom.
Our bonus, or actually it's not a bonus idiom. We have another idiom.
Mm.
Well, it is a bonus idiom, but we're going to tell you what it means. It's take the initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean?
That means to lead people by being the first person or the first one to act.
So, for example, Rob, I really think you need to take the initiative on the Bob and Rob Show more.
Okay, I'll try and do that.
Just joking.
Excellent.
So I guess now this is our bonus idiom.
The
answer will be in the study guide.
That's right, yeah. And the bonus idiom is to be ill at ease.
Oh, Okay, well, let's not say what it is, but an example would be, I felt a bit ill at ease being at a party with my boss.
Nice example. So try and figure it out, and if you want to check out the answer, it'll be in the study guide.
That's right.
Ill at ease.
Ancient Japanese English study secret.
Ancient Japanese English study secret.
I thought maybe we could just look today at restating what someone says, just to make sure that you understand them accurately.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, some very useful phrases that make you sound much more fluent.
So let's look at a few of these. You can say, "So what you're saying is,"
or you could say, "In other words,"
or you could say, "If I understand you correctly,"
or you could say, "So you mean that?"
So, Rob, why don't you give an example for the first two?
Okay, I'm a very organized person.
So what you're saying is you're uptight.
Thank you.
Try that again.
Yeah, I'm a very organized person.
Oh, in other words, you're very rigid.
Okay, cool.
Those are just, I'm kind of joking.
Right.
But it's just a good way to confirm you understand what the person is saying.
Mm-hmm.
How about I'll do one here. Humans can't harm the planet.
If I understand you correctly, you're saying global warming isn't caused by people?
Again, humans can't harm the planet.
So you mean that we don't have to worry about pollution or global warming?
So, okay.
Yeah, good tips there, Bob.
Yeah, I think so. It especially as a language learner, I think these are very useful. Of course, we use them as native speakers to make sure we understand what the other person is saying. But I think this is really useful as a non-native English speaker.
Sure.
Just to make sure that you understand the meaning.
Yeah, because even though you're restating what the person says, you're at the same time you're trying to clarify.
And it's good speaking practice.
Yeah.
You're kind of parroting in a way. Parroting in a way, so that I think it really will help your speaking.
That's right, yeah.
And repeating back or mirroring what they say.
Yeah, or shadowing it. Shadowing. And so you're actually creating meaningful understanding. You're clarifying what the person is saying as well. So very useful.
So why don't we move on?
Okie dokie.
To both sides of the pond.
Right. Perhaps, okay, sorry, go ahead.
You sure?
Yep, no worries.
Okay.
What are we going to do this week on both sides of the pond?
I thought we'd look at some differences in the way we use prepositions.
Mm-hmm.
The right way in America and then the wrong way in the United Kingdom.
Right, yeah, prepositions, we do use them differently, don't we?
Mm. Yeah. Well, yeah, for example, we would say clue in, which kind of means to get focused or to kind of understand the situation.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't say clue in, though. What would you say?
In the UK, we're more likely to say clue up.
Yeah, clue up.
So, hey, Bob, get clued up.
Okay. Why don't you do one now?
Okay. If you're talking about perhaps traffic and someone cuts you up, it means they go right in front of you.
Oh, that's interesting. We would say cut you off.
Ah, right.
That
right,
bastard
right.
cut me off.
Yeah, that bugger, he cut me right up.
Well, that's interesting. If you want to make something over, we'd say to do over, do it again, do over.
Right. I think we would say to do up.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so I've got to do up my living room, for example.
Okay.
In the UK, we would say to top up.
Now, how do you use that word?
Well, if you say, my glass is nearly empty.
Oh, top it up.
Yeah, top it up.
Yeah, please. We would say top off.
Oh, top off my glass. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Can you top it off?
We don't say that. Okay.
A server waits on tables.
Right. In Britain, they wait at tables.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And what about when a kidnapper holds someone to ransom? And that means he wants money.
To ransom.
Yeah.
We'd say hold for ransom.
So preposition change.
He's being held for ransom.
Right. Yeah, interesting.
Very interesting. Well, I tell you.
There's another one I've just thought of, actually, Bob, that I can just throw in here.
Okay. Hey,
off the cuff.
Good idiom.
Thanks. What were you doing at the weekend?
On the weekend?
Ah, there you go. See? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You say on the weekend, I say at the weekend. And obviously, I'm correct.
Of course. Well, I don't have any quotes for today.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Oh, very nice. That's a good idiom. That's
off
good idiom,
the top right? of my head.
Actually, Bob, sorry. I just thought of another little difference. When you introduced both sides of the pond, you said, when you were talking about ancient Japanese English study secret, you said humans can't harm the planet. Now, you said humans can't harm the planet.
Yes.
So American pronunciation is can't.
Can't.
But British is can't.
Can't.
Yes, can't. So, yeah, I tell my students that you can say either. It doesn't really matter which way you use it.
When in Rome, do as the Romans do.
True. I think the British way is actually easier to hear because can, can't.
Yeah, yeah. Probably easier to pronounce for sure.
Right.
You don't have to open your mouth up as much. Can't.
Can't. Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah, I can see how maybe that would be an annoying sound for non-American.
Because it sounds speaker. So close to can, it's yeah, quite difficult yeah. to catch the difference.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Rob.
No problems.
Our song here is called Planning an Accident. Actually, it's a hodgepodge, so it doesn't connect with anything.
And today was a bit of an accident.
Yeah, that's right. So who's it by, Rob?
It's by the Hypnotics.
Mm.
And we got this song from Pod Show.
Yeah.
If you want to learn more about the Hypnotics, then please go to www.podshow.com.
Yes, and as always, thank you very much for listening. It's great to have such a large audience. And
yeah, we appreciate all your comments. If you have any questions you'd like us to raise or address in one of the shows, please send in any emails. Or
also, if you have any ideas for new segments, let us know.
Give your input and we'll try and...
We don't want things to get too stale. Stale just means mundane or routine.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think if it's generated more by the audience, then that would be a good way of shaking it up.
Yeah, learner-generated content.
Yeah, very important.
Okay, everyone, have a great week and best of luck with your studies.
Bye.